Sometimes it helps to ask yourself a few questions when you're in the midst of some trial and you can't see the light. Everything seems dark all around you and the world seems to come tumbling in upon you. Try to enumerate all the things you still have. Try to count the things that mean something to you, the blessings that you have. Try to see the positive in every situation. Try to tell yourself the many ways in which it could have been worse. Ask yourself, what lesson can I learn from this? Why did it happen? Was it my fault? Could I do better next time? Of course, sometimes God allows things to happen that disappoint or look bad to us, not just to teach us a lesson or as a loving chastisement, but because He mercifully wants to spare us from serious danger or trouble that we would get ourselves into were things to go our own way. Often, God does not answer our prayers the way we want Him to, because He sees ahead and knows that our desires would hurt and harm us if we were to get them. The following story is a simple illustration of this point. One stormy winter night in 1910, a group of traveling Christian musicians arrived at the city of Riga on the Baltic Sea to fulfill a concert engagement. However, the weather was so bad and the concert hall so far out of town that the conductor of the orchestra tried to persuade the manager of the music hall to cancel the concert. He felt that no one would venture out on such a terribly stormy and wild night. However, the manager refused to cancel. But he agreed that if no one turned up, then the orchestra could leave early in order to catch the night boat for Helsinki, Finland. When the musicians arrived at the concert hall, they found only one person sitting in the audience, a stout old gentleman who seemed to smile at everyone. Because of this old music lover, the musicians were forced to play the entire concert, and they were therefore unable to leave early and catch the boat. After the concert was over, the old man continued to keep his seat. Thinking he was asleep, the usher nudged his shoulder. Only then was it discovered that the old man was not alive. The musicians had played an entire concert for a dead man. But in doing this, they had also saved their lives, for the boat that they would have taken to Helsinki went down that stormy night, and all on board were drowned. So, although his children in that orchestra had earnestly hoped to avoid playing that concert so that they could catch the boat, the Lord knew better than they did and used these seemingly disappointing circumstances to spare them from disaster. So you see, things don't just happen to children of God. They're part of a wonderful plan. The troubles, the reverses, the sorrows, the rod are strokes of the great sculptor's hand. Persecution, tribulation come down like a storm. Friends disappoint and withstand. At last, alone, bewildered, forlorn, you look and He smiles. This is planned. No matter what happens to those called His own, events that are awful or grand, every trial of your life He sends from His throne, so that all things that happen are planned. So always remember that no matter what hard turns your road may take, Jesus is with you. He cares, and He will somehow work even the seemingly darkest and most discouraging circumstances together for your good. And when it looks like all is lost and you finally come to the end of the road, you will find instead that it's just a bend in the road.